It's nice to see everyone here together. Our scripture passage for this morning is in Luke's Gospel in the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19.
今天早上我们的经文是在路加福音的第十七章第十一节到第十九节。
So I'll be reading from Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 11.
我们就从第十七章第十一节开始读。
Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来。远远地站着，高声说：“夫子，耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧。”
When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed.
耶稣看见就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。
One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back.Praising God in a loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又匍匐在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。
Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9?" Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说，起来，走吧，你的信救了你。
May the Lord bless this reading of His word to our hearts.
愿主祝福我们，当我们把这个神的话语读到我们心里的时候。
Giving thanks to God glorifies Him and is good and appropriate thing for us to do. In our passage this morning, Jesus teaches us about glorifying God through giving thanks. It is the story of 10 lepers who were healed.By our Lord Jesus.
感谢神是件又好又合一的事。我们今天早上的经文里，耶稣教导我们怎样感谢神。这故事是十个长大麻风的得到医治。
The first thing we need to truly glorify God is faith. The book of Hebrews tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him.Must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
首先我们必须要信才能真正的荣耀神。希伯来书告诉我们说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他常是寻求他的人。
This is very basic. All 10 lepers had faith. If they had not believed Jesus could help them,They would not have cried out, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. They must have known something about Jesus and thought he had the ability to help them. The fact that they would ask such a great favor from Jesus meant they had faith in the greatness of his power and in his compassionate nature.
这是最基本了。他们都有信心，假如他们不相信耶稣可以帮助他们，他们就不会呼叫说，耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧。他们一定多多少少的知道耶稣，想他会有能力帮助他们。实际上他们会向耶稣要求这么大的帮助，就表明他们相信有耶稣有大能，并且有慈悲的性情。
We can also see their faith from their response to the word of our Lord Jesus, "Go, show yourself to the priests." None of the lepers said, "Heal me first, then I'll go."
从他们对我们主耶稣基督的话的反应，我们也可以看到他们的信心。你们去把身体给祭司看吧，没有一个大长大麻风的说，先医了我，我才去。
What would you have said to Jesus if you had been one of the lepers? Is your trust in God so strong that you act on what he says even before you see evidence that it will work?
倘若你是那一个长大麻风的其中的一个，你会怎样对耶稣说呢？你会对你对上帝的信心是不是强到一个程度，在没有看到有任何证据前就先会照他的话去行？
Again, how do you suppose they felt when Jesus told them to go to the priests? What did Jesus expect them to show to the priests? They were still lepers.
并且你们想，当耶稣对他们这么讲的时候，他们会感觉如何呢？耶稣要他们去给祭司看什么呢？他们没有，他们还是麻风病人呐。
They didn't have anything to show to the priests that they would want to see. In fact, the last thing they would want to see was 10 smelly, disheveled, deformed, wretched lepers. With leprosy, there were sores everywhere. Deformed arms and fingers bitten off by rodents. You could smell the disease a quarter mile away.
实际上他们没有任何东西是祭司想要看的，是祭司最不想看的就是这个十个臭兮兮不洁的变形的潦倒的长大麻风的人。长大麻风的人，他们全身都是伤口，变形的手背，被老鼠咬掉的手指头，在四分之一路之外都可以闻到这个病的臭气。
But off they go, this shuffling band of sufferers marching off to see the priest. They take one step, they are still lepers.
就这样，这一队人就拖着步子走去，给祭司看，他们走一步还是长大麻风的。
They take two steps and nothing happens.
他们走了第二步，也没有什么事情发生。
They take a third step and the leprosy clings to their limbs.
他们踏出第三步，麻风仍然长在他们的四肢上。
But perhaps on that fourth step,something wonderful, something unbelievable, something they never dreamed possible happened.
但可能就在踏第四步的时候，有一件奇妙、难以置信、做梦都想不到的事情发生了。
Maybe on that fourth step, they were healed instantly, miraculously, all ten at once.
可能就是在踏出那个第四步的时候，他们得到了医治，是立即的、神奇的，十个大麻风病人同时得了医治。
Their obedience to Jesus' instruction was an act of faith. If they had looked at their own bodies, they were still leprous. But they left believing Jesus' word. They were all healed by faith.
他们服从耶稣的指示是就是一个信心的行为。假如他们看自己的身体的话，他们还是长大麻风的，但他们在信心里开步走了，他们全部因信耶稣的话而得了医治。
The second thing we need to truly glorify God is a grateful heart. God is not as concerned about the words people might say or the rituals they might do. Godlooks at our hearts.
第二件事，我们必须要真正荣耀上帝的是一个有一个感恩的心。上帝不在乎人说什么或者做什么仪式，上帝要看我们的心。
At one point, Jesus criticized the people of his day by quoting from Isaiah, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. In vain do they worship me."Honoring God is more a matter of the heart than of anything we say or do.
有一次耶稣以赛亚书的话来批评当时的人，他说这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，所以拜我也是枉然。尊敬上帝主要是从心里来的，多于口说或者是手做的。
Now I think all ten lepers were truly grateful. Leprosy is such an awful disease. It destroys and disfigures the body. A person with leprosy loses the ability to feel pain, so they may injure themselves without realizing it. They may get a stone in their sandal that cuts the foot and leads to infection.
我想全部十个长大麻风的人都真正的感恩。麻风病是一个很可怕的疾病，它会毁坏并且会使身体变形，病人会失掉对痛苦的感觉，所以他们伤到自己也不会感觉到，石头可能会到他们的凉鞋里面，把他们的脚都擦破，会产生这个感染。
They may burn a finger and not feel a thing.It was not uncommon for a leper to lose fingers, toes, ears, or nose. I looked at several pictures of people disfigured by leprosy. They were so disturbing, I didn't include them in the PowerPoint.
他们可能烧到手指头而毫无痛苦。通常大麻风的人，他们会没有手指、没有脚趾、没有耳朵或者是鼻子。我看到了一些变了形的麻风病人的照片，因为实在太难看了，所以没有放在我的这个投影片里。
There was no cure for leprosy. It was hopeless. A Jew with leprosy had to remove himself from his family.From the congregation of Israel and from all normal society. He was allowed no contact with uninfected people. He had to dress differently so people could tell he was infected, and he had to cry out, unclean, unclean.
那时麻风病是没有得到医治的，是毫无盼望。长了麻风病的犹太人必须要离开家庭和以色列人的会堂和所有的社会圈子，不允许与没有感染的人接触，穿着也要与人不同，这样可以让人知道他们是有感染的，他们也要喊着说不洁净，不洁净。
Here are the instructions from the book of Leviticus.
你们这里可以看到利未记给我们的嘱咐。
Anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes. Let their hair be unkempt. Cover the lower part of their face and cry out, unclean, unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp.
身上长大麻风灾病的他的衣服要撕裂，要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇喊叫说不洁净了，不洁净了，他们必须独居营外。
We do not know how many years or decades these people had had the dreaded disease, but can you imagine the joy of their healing? They had been healed of leprosy.The Bible does not tell us of any Jew that had been healed of leprosy since the Exodus from Egypt. That was 1400 years before.
我们不知道这些人感染了麻风病，有几年或者是几十年的时间，但你可以猜想得到吗？得了医治以后，他们有多喜乐，他们的大麻风病医好了。圣经没有告诉我们，自从犹太人从出埃及以后，这1400多年里面，是否曾经有长大麻风病的犹太人得到医治过？
These men had been living in a remote corner, separated from family, forgotten by friends, cut off from their own people. Suddenly, the disease vanishes, and with it the twisted limbs, the crooked fingers, the atrophied muscles. In less time than it takes to tell the story, the disease and all its ugly tentacles are pulled from their bodies, leaving not a trace behind.
这些人都住在偏远的角落里，与家人分隔，与被朋友遗忘，与自己的民族切除了。突然这疾病消失了，连带没有了扭曲的肢体、弯曲的手指、萎缩的肌肉， 在比述说这个故事更少的时间里，他们所有的丑陋的须发全都从身上被拔得光光了。
They begin to walk, and then run, and finally leap into the air. They are whole again, healthy again, clean again, no longer outcasts. I can't believe that these 10 healed people were unthankful.All of their hearts must have been filled with genuine gratitude to God.
他们开始走，然后跑，然后跳跃到空中。他们健全了，健康了，洁净了，不再是被驱逐的人。我不相信这十个人会不感恩。他们所有的人一定都充满了对上帝的感恩。
There remains a third element to giving glory to God, which our passage points out.Only one of the ten acted on this third part. Only one healed man returned to Jesus, fell at his feet, and thanked him.
还有第三项是这段经文指出来的，是要将荣耀归于神。这十个人中只有一个做到了，只有一个得了医治的回到耶稣那里，伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他。
One man saw something in Jesus, the others didn't.The nine seemed to see Jesus as a channel of God's blessing, a human being through whom God had worked. The credit belonged to God, not to the human agent.
这个人一定看到了在耶稣里面有什么是别人没有看到的。那九个人似乎看到耶稣是上帝祝福的管道，被上帝使用的人，功劳应归于上帝而非归人。
IfJesus were a mere human being, this would have been a correct perspective. We have in the book of 2 Kings an incident where a leper named Naaman came to Israel to be healed. Elisha, the prophet, tells Naaman to dip himself 7 times in the Jordan River and he would be healed.
假如耶稣只是一个人而已，那这种见解是正确的。在列王治下，有一个患了大麻风的人叫拿曼，他到以色列来求医治。先知以利沙告诉拿曼，要到约旦河里面去浸七次就会好了。
Like the lepers in our passage, he started off while he still had the disease, but was healed as he obeyed the word of Elisha. After being healed,He returned to Elisha, gave glory to God, and offered a gift of gratitude.
正如这个患了大麻风病的，他去的时候是患着病，但他听从以利沙的话时，就得了医治。医好后，他回到以利沙那里去，将荣耀归于神，并且想要送给以利沙礼物。
Elisha refused the gift. God had healed Naaman.Elisha was merely a channel of God's blessing to Naaman. So Naaman did not fall at Elisha's feet, and his attempts to give thanks to Elisha were rebuffed.
他拒绝了他送的礼物，因为以利沙只是上帝祝福的管道，所以拿曼也没有在以利沙面前匍匐敬拜。
The nine were going to Jerusalem to see the priests at the temple to offer praise and sacrifice there. They considered the temple to be the dwelling place of God. They thought that the temple was the place where heaven and earth met. This was the place the law of Moses instructed those healed of leprosy to give him glory for their healing.
那九个人去耶路撒冷的圣殿见祭司，并且献祭，因为按照这个律法，摩西的律法，他们得到医治的是要去那里感谢。他们相信圣殿是上帝居住的地方。
The Psalms also point to Jerusalem as the place to publicly thank God. Psalm 116 says, "I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord."I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem.
在诗篇里面116篇说，我要以感谢为祭献给你，又要求告耶和华的名，我要在 他众民面前，在耶和华殿的院内，在耶路撒冷当中，向耶和华还我的愿，我要赞美耶和华。
The nine were doing what Jesus told them, what the law of Moses told them to do, and what the worship book of Israel told them. They were following the rules, but missing the very presence of God in Christ.
这九个人他们就按照耶稣所告诉他们的去做，也遵从了律法告诉他们去做的，但是他们没有看到的就是神是在基督里面。
Jesus is Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. In Jesus, heaven and earth come together.
耶稣是以马内利，耶稣是神与我们同在，在耶稣里天地汇合了。
Apparently, the nine lepers saw Jesus as a mere human instrument that God had worked through. They thought he hadn't caused the healing, God had. So they left to give thanks to whom it was due, to God at the temple in Jerusalem.
那九个人他们看耶稣不过是上帝祝福人的器皿，不是耶稣医治的，而是上帝，所以他们就去到该得他们感谢的上帝那里，到了耶路撒冷的圣殿。
That would have been appropriate if Jesus were not worthy of honor equal to God. But Jesus is God and is worthy of equal honor with the Father. Jesus spells it out for us in John's Gospel. In order that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father,He who honors not the Son does not honor the Father.
假如耶稣不是配得与上帝同等的尊荣的话，这是合宜的。但耶稣是神，配得与父神同等的尊敬。耶稣清楚的在约翰福音里告诉我们，叫人都尊敬子，又同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬父。
Only the Samaritan who had been healed.Saw in Jesus something more than a mere human being. Only the Samaritan realized he did not need to go to a temple to find God. God had come to where he was.
只有得了医治的那个撒玛利亚人看出耶稣不仅仅是人，只有那个撒玛利亚人了解他不需要去圣殿找神，因为神已经来到他那里。
God had removed his stigma.Cleansed and healed him. God was in Christ, so he came back to the real meeting place of heaven and earth.
上帝已经除去他的耻辱、洁净和医治了他。上帝就在基督里，所以他回到天地真正汇合之处。
He returned to Jesus, fell at his feet, giving him thanks. This is what the nine missed.But this is what is essential to true thanksgiving. We must honor Jesus. For he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father.
他回到耶稣那里，伏在他脚前，感谢他。这是其他九个人没有做的，但这是真正感恩必须要有的。我们必须要尊敬耶稣，因为不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬父。
To thank God properly requires faith.Sincere, heartfelt gratitude and honoring of Jesus. How can we improve in these areas?
要适当的感谢神，需要有信，要真心诚意的感恩及尊敬耶稣。我们如何能在这方面，这些方面改进呢？
How can we build our faith? How can we shape our hearts? How can we increase our esteem for our Lord Jesus?
我们如何建造信心，如何整顿我们的心，又如何增加我们对耶稣的尊敬？
We build our faith through God's word. I've always been a Bible reader, and every time I read through the Bible, my faith grows.
我们靠神的话建造信心，我一直是读神话语的人，我每次读神话的时候，我的信心就会增长。
The Apostle Peter tells us, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，就像出生的婴孩子婴孩子一样，要恋慕这个纯净的奶，就是神的话。我们按靠着这个话就可以成长。
We also build our faith through prayer. Many times I felt helpless as people have come for pastoral counseling with seemingly unsolvable problems. Like the man in anguish over his son, I prayed for increased faith.
常常有人来找我，让我帮他们祷告，我觉得身非常的无助，我就想到神的话。在一个男孩子的爸爸曾经呼求说，我相信但我信不足，求主帮助。
Do you remember this father who cried out to Jesus, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief?
你们记得这一个男孩子，病的男孩子吗？他的父亲来求耶稣，他对耶稣讲说，我相信但是帮助我的不相信。
We shape our hearts in the same way, through Bible reading and prayer. The psalmist shows us how, declaring, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我们整顿我们的心也是要从读圣经和祷告来的。在诗人也告诉我们，在诗篇119篇说，我把你的话藏在我的心里，以致我不会得罪你。
I'm always grateful that I was taught to memorize scripture. It has shaped my heart and transformed my life.
我非常的感谢我从小就被教导说要背经文，这些经文就是帮助我整顿我的心，并且使我的生命得到改变的。
Prayer also shapes our heart. A psalm that I pray quite often is Psalm 51:10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, or a steadfast spirit within me.
诗篇也是能够使得我们整顿我们的心的。在诗篇的51篇的第10节就这么说，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Would you be surprised if I told you that we grow in our esteem for Jesus by the same means, by Bible reading and prayer?
假如我告诉你们，我们要想要增加我们对耶稣的尊敬，也是要用同样的方法，要借着读经和祷告吗？
Jesus told the religious leaders, You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me.
耶稣对这些宗教的领袖曾经这样子说，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
I meet Jesus as I read the Bible.
我读圣经是因为我需要耶稣。
And you can too.
你也可以这样子。
Whenever I'm going through difficult times or weighed down by stress, I like to turn to Revelation chapter 5. This is a passage where all heaven and earth worship and praise our Lord Jesus. This is the way things ought to be, and someday will be. Reading this passage helps to give me focus.
当我有困难的时候，当我非常的沮丧的时候，我就会到启示录的第5章读这一节经文。
Finally, a way to build gratitude and glorify God is to pray in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus.
还有，假如我们要在信心里成长的话，我们就要祷告，向借着耶稣大能的名祷告。
Answered prayer brings glory to both God the Father and God the Son.
得到回应的祷告，我们感恩就把荣耀献给父子和圣灵。
As Jesus promised, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
就像耶稣跟门徒所讲的，你们若奉我的名祷告，就必成就。
Now please understand, brothers and sisters, I'm encouraging Bible reading and prayer for a bigger reason than the benefits we receive here and now.
我鼓励你们读经和祷告，你们所要所得到的好处是比目前能够看到的更多。
I urge you to read the Bible to encounter God, to know Him in a personal way. Likewise, I appeal to you to commune with your Heavenly Father in prayer, not just ask for things.
我鼓励你们祷告，是因为你们可以在这个祷告里面遇见神，并且你们可以与他建立一个个人的良好的关系。
To know God and to be known by God is life itself. Our Lord Jesus declared in prayer, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent."
认识神和被他认识自己这个本身这件事就是生命。我们的主耶稣基督他讲到，他说永生就是他们认识你是唯一的真神，并且认识你所差派的耶稣。
Dear ones, in your Bible reading and prayer, seek the Lord with all your heart, and He will make Himself known to you. We have His promise on that.
亲爱的，你们读圣经和祷告的时候，在那里寻求主，用你全身全意的来寻求，他一定会让你认识他，这是他自己所应许的。
Amen. Can I get an amen on that?